Seriously. God created you to have those warning systems. And if you hang around God's Word, and if you hear God's Word, and if you hang around Christian folks enough, you will begin to have those warning systems in you. Right? So run for dear life from evil. However, on the flip side, hold on for dear life to good. Hold on to dear life for good. Be good friends who love deeply. Wow, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Whoops. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. He states it again. Be good friends who what? Now, this next thing, some of you it's going to hurt, and I'm sorry. Practice playing second fiddle. Practice playing second fiddle. In the scripture, right before we started reading today, the Apostle Paul talks about certain gifts. And all are given by the Holy Spirit. Right? Weston Miller, he may preach better than me. And that's okay. Praise God. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Somebody may teach a Sunday school class or a school class or lead a team we have here at church much better than you or me. Praise God. Let's pray that they step into that role. A pastor friend of mine who was a great mentor of mine, his name is Glenn Wiggs. He was a United Methodist pastor and a DS and pastor. And whenever Jamie and I first went into ministry, he asked us to be his associate at Liberty United Methodist Church up in Liberty, Missouri. And, I mean, you hear what I call Glennisms all the time. You know, like one is, Eric, you'll learn someday that Sunday comes around every 2 days. To a preacher, Sunday comes around about every 2 days. You turn around and it's Sunday again, right? But anyway, I wafted on that. Now, what was he saying? He says, Eric. He says, you know, that was Jamie, by the way, my lovely and beautiful wife. He said, Eric, you know, when you reach or are reaching Wesley's perfection of loving people and loving God. Wesley started the United Methodist movement, by the way. He says, you'll know when you are growing close to perfection, Wesley's perfection of loving people and loving God, when you are so happy for your friend who has a success that you really wanted. You understand that? When you are happy for your friend or enemy who had a success where really you dreamed you would be. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Wow. I think the Apostle Paul was writing this on me, right? Anybody else feel that way? Now, the very next sentence says what? Let's say it together. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Now, you know what's interesting about the Apostle Paul? He must have been an intelligent man. I mean, he really must have been. Because right back up here, guess what it said? Let's say it together. Love from the center of who you are, don't fake it. Right? Love from the center of who you are, don't fake it. Now, let's read this, verse 10, the first part of it. Be good friends who love deeply. Guess what? If we do A plus B, then that never happens. Because if I truly love Ray, I'm going to do something for him that way he won't burn out. That way he'll keep fueled and he'll keep aflame. You hear what I'm saying? If all of us, on average, 250 people a week worship in this space, people. If every single one of us, or even 50% of us, but this church doesn't settle for 50%, does it? If 90% of us, oh, let's go for the whole thing, 100% of us,